Parlor. P-A-R-L-O-R.
Did you hear that very much?
Oh yes, that was this on this drawing here.
This
bedroom. One was known as the parlor here also.
This guest room?
Mm-hmm. By the way, I had 9 sisters and that's where they courted.
What about this porch leading from the kitchen to the rest of the house? Did it have a special name?
Cross porch. Or gallery.
Uh-huh.
So some people call it a gallery.
What was a gallery?
It was another name for porch.
Just any kind of porch?
Not necessarily. A small porch or a cross porch like the crosswalk, it would lots of time was called a gallery.
What you'd have to get from the porch down to the ground, you'd have?
Doorsteps.
And you mentioned that you had a fireplace. You know, the open place on the floor in front of the fireplace, it might be brick or stone or something.
Most of them were brick, hearth.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people call it hearth, but our pronunciation was always hearth. A little flatter than the hearth, but that's generally what we use.
What about the things that you could have to set the wood on?
Dog irons.
Okay. Any other name for them?
Well, there's andirons and fire irons. Let's see.
Is that all the same thing?
Yes, it's all the same thing.
What about the thing up above, what you could set?
Mantle.
Uh-huh. Any other names for that?
I don't know. I always knew it by mantle.
Uh-huh. If any of these questions, you know, I ask, you think of an old-fashioned name or some other name you might convert them. What about, say, if you wanted to start a fire, the kind of wood that you could use for starting it?
Lighter. Uh-huh. Pine. Some call it pine, or a lot of people call it lightered.
Uh-huh.
It was a real fat pitch. Pine, from the longleaf pine that grew in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time this country was settled, there was lots of longleaf pine, what we call virgin timber.
Mm-hmm.
And the sawmill company come through in later years and cut out most of it and left those stumps. And after the sap rotted off of the stumps, it left the heart of these trees, which most of them was real fat with pitch or tar. And this we cut some off of them, or else we'd go into the woods where the trees had died and had fallen in the wood. And also the limbs and the knots on these trees were real fat with pitch. But as a general rule, we took some of the stumps or something like that, it was easy split and made what we call splinters. And that's what we used to start the fire with, along with some of the pine that we put on.
What about something of wood, but not necessarily rich wood that you could use?
We used red oak mostly for firewood.
Would you call that lighter?
No. We call it oak wood.
What about kindling?
The kindling was this pine or lightered or whatever people want to call it. Yeah.
Same thing. Mm-hmm. What about, say, if you could take a big piece of wood about this big and set it toward the back and maybe it'd burn all night?
Yes. As a general rule, the houses were very much open.
Mm-hmm.
I know in the house that I was reared in, and after the upstairs was fixed to where that we could sleep there,